Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bidin. We're up to Ziri, third line from the top.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol V'Yedivar.
Ziri have a kemishtameh minhei Rabbi Yochanan. Ziri used to hide, probably what?
Avoid.
Okay. Doesn't fit in minhei Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Dav Amar Leinasa Brati. Rabbi Yochanan wanted Ziri to marry his daughter. Ziri was afraid. Ziri was from Bavel, and he was afraid that the Eretz Yisrael not Yuchas. And Ziri wanted to marry a pure family, so he didn't want to marry a Bechon's family. He was looking for a girl that came from Bubbo, not a girl that came from Eretz Yisrael, because of the fact they're not as pure. At least they don't have that same Yichus as Bubbo people have. So it's a Bechon's daughter. We have to see it in the proper perspective. It's the Gadol Hador's daughter, but he's from Eretz Yisrael. I'm more interested in marrying a Yichus than I'm interested in marrying the Gadol Hador's daughter. That's what Ziri is doing. Right. Dr. Gemara Yaimachan, Hakazli Ba'arka. They were walking. Have a Mati Lurkim of the Maya. They came to a body of water. He probably says Urkim is a stream. What did he say it is?
Pool of water.
Pool of water. So Ziri put Rabbi Yechon on top of his shoulder and walked through the pool of water so Rabbi Yechon should not get wet. And he took him across the pool. Amaloy, so Rabbi Yechon said, Arising Shayra, but nothing like Shayra. My Torah is kosher. My daughters aren't kosher. Meaning, here you are treating me like your Rebbe Muvik, and you're being machabed me. That means you're machshav my Torah. But when it comes to my daughters, they're not good enough for you. My daita, why do you think you don't want to marry my daughter? You remember that Nasar Yachsum of Kahani Levi, and it lists them and it brought up all the psulim to Kahani Levi Yisrael the coolest Liki. You think everybody came up? All Kahanim, all Levim, all Yisraelim. He left over Ksherim, he left over Psulim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Bavo ain't any better than Eretz Yisrael. What do you think? Because Ezra brought them all up. Did he bring all the Kahanim up? Did he bring all the Levim up? No. So it doesn't mean to say he brought all up. It means he brought some up from all 10 Yechazim. Ishtamitze, Rabbi Yochanan did not know or wasn't aware of Hadamar Ablazer, but Allah asked me, Baba Jasukha Salus Nikia. Well, we learned that he did bring up all the Psulim. Now, this is the Farshim are very bothered. Ablazer is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan did not know what his Talmud said. Where did his Talmud get it from? In fact, the Gemara Yavama says that whatever Ablazer quoted usually came from Rabbi Yochanan. There's a story over there, and Rabbi Yochanan was upset that Rabbi Elazar was not quoting him. And one of the Talmidim told him, of course Rabbi Elazar doesn't have to quote you. Everybody knows whatever he says comes from you. And here we have, Rabbi Yochanan didn't know what his student said. As his student had a different source. The Mepharshim were bothered, but I didn't see any answers. Rashi. Next Rashi. Now, I'm going to Rabbi Yochanan the Siv B'tai.
He's a Maharit.
As he says, but he did not want her. She married Yisrael. She was an Eretz Yisrael dicker. And he was an Iranian. An Iraqi. That's what Bubba is. Iraq. Arising Sharon, button like Sharon, Tamidiyata. You're my Talmud. The Tarasic Sharon Lach. You don't want my daughter? I died to Shatta Mastik Bubba Miyachasim. Why are you considering Bubba Miyachasim? But none. Sorry, Yuchzin, Bissar Ratish Alukal Absulim. Period. End of story. Again, the Mepharshim are bothered by it. I talked to Gemara Bait. Ula, Ikla the Pumpadisa. Ula came to Pumpadisa, Lebe Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda, who was, remember, he was Reshiva Pumpadisa. We had a story. He was Reshiva Pumpadisa. Ula visited him.
In Bubble, yeah.
Now, I just want to mention one thing. That Ula is one of the travelers. There's certain Amaroim, you find them traveling. Ula went to Eretz Yisrael many times, came back. He's one of the sources of Rabbi Yochanan's Torah from Eretz Yisrael. Ula was one of those Amoraim that traveled more, at least in, I don't know, they didn't give me a log of their travels, but in Gemara time, you find him traveling many times. That's all. Ula Iqla Pabadisa. I don't know. Ula, but I don't know where he started. He definitely went back and forth. So again, I don't know. He was one of the people that went back and forth. Rav Dimi, Rav and Ula, a few of them, that they were the sources of Tyrus Eretz Yisrael. When he started in Eretz Yisrael, came to Bubba. He started in Bubba, went to Eretz Yisrael, came back. I don't know.
It's not about his family.
No, nothing to do with Ula's family. Let the Gemara do its thing. Chazil Rav Yitzchak Brein Rav Yehuda the God of Lulainasav. He sees Rav Yehuda's son, Rav Yitzchak, that he grew up and he wasn't married yet. Amalai, my time of him into the Weimar, it's the Lebrei. Why aren't you finding a shidduch for your son? That older bachar, I don't know, he might have been 14.
Yeah.
Remember, in those days, he got married much younger. He's an older bachar, then why aren't you finding him a wife? Amalai, so Rav Yehuda says, Biyadana Mehechi Yuntzav. Now, this is in Bavo. And he said, I don't know which family to marry into. I don't know who's a Miyuchas. I don't want to marry my son off into a family that's not Miyuchas. And I'm very weary of finding a Meshiddach. Do we know who we come from? You're acting like you know you're a Meyuchas, and you don't know who to marry him into. Do you know you're a Meyuchas? Maybe you come from the women that unfortunately, in the time of the Churban, now the Pasuk is referring to Churban Bayis Rishon, but I'm sure it was duplicated in Churban Bayis Sheni, that they assaulted the women in Tzion and the Besulas in Ar Yehuda. And maybe you come from one of those women and your ancestor was a guy. And if you'll answer me, at least you know you're a kosher yid, because the guy did not affect your grandmother because the kid's a kosher. But maybe there are others. Now, there's going to be a whole piece of Gemara here, so please do not question the middle. He's going to bring a pasuk, bring a pshat in the pasuk, shlug up the pshat in the pasuk, say a new pshat in the pasuk, and that new pshat in the pasuk will tell Rabbi Yehuda, you don't know who you come from either. The pasuk says, Hashaych v'mamita shein, they sleep on beds made out of ivory, Usruchim ala risaisam, and they smell, nice word, I don't want to say worse. What?
File.
What'd you say?
File.
File? That's not really what Shruchim means. I beg to differ with Archquo. I think it means more smelly. Yeah, it's not defile. Risaisam on their beds. Now, what did they do? The Navi is criticizing Gideon for doing something terrible. What is the terrible thing? Now, again, we're going to do the whole Gemara before anybody interrupts, please. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina, Eilu b'nei Adam ha-mashtin n'mayim b'fnei mitzisayim, people that are totally not menschlich, they urinate in front of their beds. There's no tznias in how they urinate. I room in when they're undressed. Now, u'megadda bar Rabbavon questioned very strongly. Yehachi ha'inu d'chsib l'chein ati yiglu b'reish chaylam. For that, the pasuk says they're going to go into exile at the top of the head of the exile. Why? Mentioned the mashdin the ma'im it may be the same. I rub him. Granted, it's not menschlich. Granted, it's not good midas. Doesn't show any tzias. But for that, you go to galus. Yiglu bereish galim. Elam erbavo. Now the mafarshim speak out. The Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina didn't mean that for that they go to Golos. He said, people who do this are apt to do other things that will lead them in Golos. People that don't have self-respect will do things that will lead them to Golos. But he learned Shat in the Pasuk as the trigger being the fact that they have no tzniyas. And he meant that was an indication of the kind of lifestyle they led. That's what he meant. But Rabbi Vol took him at his word. I mean, Rabbi Vol said, you don't go into Gullus for that, meaning Where do you see that they did anything worthwhile of galus? All you see from the pasuk is that they weren't too discreet or private. Amar Rav Ella, what is pshat? Amar Rav Avo, Elu b'nei adam shayichlo b'shayisim semza. These are people that party. The madbikim asay and mizu mizu, and they have their beds next to each other. The machlifin is semza lozeh, and they wife swap. They wife swap. Close friends, they wife swap. U'masrichin arish asay and bezichlo zera shein alamham. And they make their bed smelly from shichlo zera that's not theirs. Meaning eishesish. So this was going on in Eretz Yisrael, Rachmana L'Tzlan. This was going on in Eretz Yisrael. The Navi is giving them muster for this. So Ula tells Rabbi Yehuda, are you sure you know who you come from? Maybe you're descendants of those people who the Navi's talking about that did Eretz Yisrael? And maybe you're not such a kosher family? Teretz says, you live like you live. This is it. So why are you worried about anybody else so much? So he says, so fine, you're right. So what am I supposed to do? So am I supposed to let him marry anybody? So how do I investigate? Look for people who don't argue, who are quiet, who don't get involved in arguments, don't have to prove their point all the time. In Eretz Yisrael, when two people fought, they looked at the person who's going to keep quiet first, who's not going to continue to fight. I'm behind me, you're straight. The fact that the person is not, what word am I looking, quarrelsome. Is it in the, what? Rabat. Right. Which yesterday we had, what was the word he used for Vatran? Oh, it was in the Daf Yomi, we had the word Vatran. I heard once in Rabbi Fran that there's no English word for Vatran, because no, they have no concept of Vatran. There's no English word of Vatran. It's, he said, they give in, they have a whole kind of thing, but Vatran, to be Mavater. But anyway, whatever it is, whether it is an English word, not an English word, Rabbi Fran is right, Rabbi Fran is wrong, he's not a Rishon, I don't have to sit and protect him. But that's not the point. The point is that I'm a Vatran, they fight, they don't give in, they don't end the fight. They're not willing to walk away. That's a guy who's willing to walk away is a miyuchas. Is a raya that he's more miyuchas. Is it 100% proof? No, it's not edus. Is it an indication? Yes, it's an indication. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't do the trick. Easy going is part of the thing, but vatra means that you're the one that doesn't have to be right.
Agreed.
It's an encompassing word. Again, I'm sure an article comes up with it. We had it yesterday in Daf. I'm not going to smoke with Vatran, and I asked people how article translated, and I forgot. Maybe went in one ear, went out the other ear. So I don't know. Rashi.
Rabbi, why is this? I'm sorry. Why is this a manifestation of lineage? People work on themselves and you know, change their personality and marry someone accordingly. You also have children. One can be very quarrelsome. One can be silent. And why? Go ahead.
You're right. Is this 100% proof? No. But what we say is, and this is a thing mentioned many times, Shad, people who come from impure families have mamzerus mixed into them. By the way, which is rare, I'm not saying this is commonplace, but they have mamzerus mixed into them. Their tendencies in character traits are more negative. That's what happens. Because I'll say non-miyuchasim have a certain personality, tendencies. Now, does that mean everybody that's quarrelsome is a mamzer? Absolutely, chas v'shalom, not. That's not what it means. Does that mean anybody that's not quarrelsome is 100% miyuchas? Again, absolutely not. But if you're
I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm not arguing about 100%. I'm arguing about 57%. To me, there's a difference between what's in the blood that what you would carry into a different culture versus what is cultural. In some cultures, people are argumentative. That's just how it is. People get close to each other and spit in each other's face while they're speaking, and they gesticulate, and they do this and they do that. But then there's an overriding culture where you would be more modest, where you would be quieter. The idea that a person with this in their blood would have a tendency toward a different character trait is hard for me to understand. That's all I'm saying. Not 100%.
Let me try one more time. And that is, they both live in the same culture. The two people we're dealing with live in the same culture. I don't care what the culture is. It can be the most modest culture. It can be the most quarrelsome culture. Who walks away first? Who is, at the end of the day, in the culture they live in, the one that's the mavater? The one that says...
No, I understand. I understand that's the point. I just don't understand it.
No, but I'm saying, because you're saying there are different cultures and some cultures condone this, but at the end of the day, somebody's got to walk away.
I understand, but I don't understand why that person who walks away, that might be a symptom of someone's lineage. I don't think by nature Italians talk with their hands. Not if by the sixth generation they've been living in Finland. Around Finnish people. I don't see. I don't see the blood having an effect on someone's character trait. That's just difficult.
The Gemara says that these things do affect. That the Finnish, the guy in Finland that's not kosher will be more quarrelsome than the regular Finn.
I hear. I know that's what you're saying. I'm having trouble with it.
I can't say any more than that. Disregarding of sin. Okay, I don't like that word either. That's in that context. That's talking over there. Somebody says that Kodesh Baruch Hu disregards sin. That's what the Gemara is saying, but that's not the Batron is more. Again, I told you, my friend said he spoke to somebody who knows English, big thing, and the person told him there is no word from a Batron in English. So, again, I'm not protecting Rabbi Friend as a Rishon, he's not. But he said that to me, I assume he did some before he said this publicly. He said it publicly. He must have done some kind of research. Yes?
I still think it's easy going. I mean, really, what we're talking about is a long discussion of Sivos and then or an English etiology or epiphenomenon. This has been being talked about for 2,500 years in written script and probably long before that, verbally. I mean, it's, you know, the situation is not settled, but I think it's very clear when you look that there are genetic predominances, and this can certainly be related to someone who is...
All I'm saying is Harvey is questioning whether culture affects it. And what I was trying to say was, culture affects it, but there's still something in the person that within the culture is either more or less. Well, again, we'll leave it at it, and we'll go by
there. There is a spectrum, and Simon of... The nature of the person.
Let's do some Rashi.
It's really seeing the individual or seeing
his
family.
It's an indication of the individual coming from such a family. Now, the question will be, what if you have two kids in the family, and one is more and one is less, so what's the indication? I don't have an answer. This is what Ula told Rav Yehuda. There's no way to prove Yichus. Anyway, we live in a generation, Ula told Rav Yehuda, I'm just saying. By the way, Rav Yehuda was a bubble where things were better. And even there, he was concerned. So Ula told him, listen, there's nothing you can do. You can only try your best. If you want to try your best, look for that character trait. That gives you a better chance of hitting it right. I think that's all what Ula was saying. Instead of not marrying off your son because you're afraid of being puzzled, this is the best of the options. And you should marry off your son. That's, I think, what's going on here. He was telling him, I know you're concerned, I understand your concern, but look yourself in the mirror and you should be concerned about yourself as well. The answer is, there's nothing you can do about it. Okay, so this is life. Move on. Now, but you have to do something. You don't want to just So he said, look for this character trait. It's an indication.
Possibility.
More than a possibility. More of a, closer to a probability. Now, when you have two kids in the same family, obviously diminishes what the Raya is, because you have two brothers, they have the same parents, and they came from the same lineage, and one is... But I think what they're saying is, it won't it rarely happens. It happens, but usually you have the family that's more, we'll use Dr. Schwab's word, easygoing, even though I don't think that's the word from a doctor, and, or less easygoing. More, listen, everybody knows, I knew it was a Manal and any Kabbalah and any other thing. When you deal with a population, you have those people that will make you absolutely nuts about anything. And the people that look away and look the other way and they say, it's fine. Right? You didn't give the guy Aliyah, you gave him Ravi instead of Shishi, or Shishi instead of Ravi, and why me, what'd you do? Right? You have all kinds of people. The only thing is, and I'm not Chas v'Shalom in any way impugning anybody, the only thing is, this is one of, if you try, this is what you can try. You can't, there's nothing else you can do. That's all he's saying. You know, there's a test, a genetic test, that they did on Kahanim.
Yeah.
On Kahanim, Rabbi Cohn, who's eBay, right? They did a genetic test, and 98% of Kahanim, who called themselves Kahanim, had the same chromosome or whatever it is, thing that proved they came from the same male.
Oh.
Right? They did that. It's a fascinating test. But proves nothing, by the way.
You can't find coal.
Exactly, you can't find coal. And the other 2%, you wouldn't passel them based on that test either. You know, I would be wary, but you wouldn't passel them, right? But that's... So you can only try your best. It doesn't prove that there's no mamzeris. Because the person can prove he comes from this person doesn't mean that somewhere along the line, since then, hanky-panky played a role. Yes?
Many, many years ago, the person who created all this certainty, I was marrying off a daughter, and I said, where does he work? Really said, it doesn't matter. What I care about is his name.
Right, that's the... Charles Flounder said, it says, it's viti nasati la-ish of the... That's the first requirement. Be a mensch. Right. Doesn't say ish. Rashi. Look, Rashi. My diet, we did that already. Mechin is sivna, eis ishim yuchesis. Zilbasish tikusa, shal lacha mishpacha shatskanas. Get yourself a mishpacha that's quiet. Shustam b'nei mariva heim sulam. Regular people are always quarrelsome or puzzled. Shemitoich p'sulam. Now, Rashi
tells... Look in the family, not just in the
business. Well, it's not my family, I said before. Now, Rashi explains more than I said. Why did they become quarrelsome? What happens is, originally, when people knew they were apostles, they separated them, they ostracized them. Not through Eva. They built in a hatred. Period. And they held, they became quarrelsome. They became quarrelsome. Their kids picked up the quarrelsome, and their grandkids picked it up from their kids. This is the bubble. They keep quiet. Lived in the bubble. Lived in the shaskanim. End the story. That's how you check people in the bubble. That's the Gemara. Amarav. Shtikusa the bubble. And Bava Rav said that if you want to look for Yichus in Bava, again, Bava had less Sulam. Remember, Bava was the site of Nakia. Bava was when Ezra purified. So we're talking about later, Ezra lived at one point, we're talking about 400, 500 years later, so you can't say it's the same level. So, but there's less Sulam there. So therefore, look for Shtikusa. To hide the Bava, I'm sorry. Rav came. It's a shayla with the Yegaris, the Beit Barshaf Yichali, with the Beit Shichla, Ubadik Bahu. And he checked it out. My Rav Yichisusa? Wasn't he checking out the Yichus? Zog the Gemara Loi, Bishtikusa. when he checked it out, that's what he checked out. The Gemara thought that the word butki meant that a genealogical search. And the Gemara's answer is no, he checked it out through using the method of shtika. Hachi kamalu. Beduku ishaski ilaishaski. He taught them this is how you check. We thought in the Havamina that the word beduku means more than that. He said he came to that city, Ubadak Bahu. So we thought he did more than that. Answer is no, he did not do more than that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Bay Bar Shafi Khali, Shema Ish, Shaifa Chaimetz. It was the name of a person who poured vinegar. Kamaya Shaifa Yayan the Chaveroi, one who pours wine. So he was called the vinegar pourer. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Okay, now I want to introduce this next Gemara. Some of it I'll be able to explain, and some of it I won't be able to explain. I can only do my best, yes.
Just to look back, since Rashi comes very strongly on the side of nurture, doesn't make it.
Right, right.
That gap is actually taken care of by Ezra.
Correct.
This last piece has nothing to do with Abishol and the Mishnah, right?
No, nothing. Dr. Gemara Weiter. I'm a Rebbe Marav. If you see two people, really two families, always fighting them with each other, there's a reason for it. Why can't they get along? Why is there a built-in fight? Shemetz psul yesh be'echad mem. One of them is a drop. What does he translate Shemetz? Shemetz psul.
But
They don't want shidduchim with that. They don't want family A to be medabek with family B. Meaning, family A has shmira. The Rabbani Shalom is giving them shmira. The Rabbani Shalom has them fighting with each other to make sure that family A, which is pure, doesn't marry into family B. Now, how does the Rabbani Shalom do it? He has a million ways of doing it. One of his methods is A and B never get along, and therefore they won't be mashadach with each other. So therefore, it's a way of protecting A. Now, why does the Rabbani Shalom protecting A? I don't know. Maybe A was zeicha, maybe A had a certain schus. But the Rabbani Shalom will sometimes protect the family from marrying into the wrong family, and the methodology that the Rabbani Shalom is using is the fact that they don't see eye to eye. They're constantly bickering. It's not just they fight one time. They constantly are bickering. It's a method that the Rabbi Nisham uses, I'm not here to this is what he's saying, to make sure that they don't be akhidah. Somebody is getting a special shot in the Shemaya from the Rabbi Nisham that not to marry into that family. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The Rabbani Shalom makes it that the two families don't get along. Meaning, let me try to explain this. It's not that they got into a business and one stole from the other. It's not that we have a rational reason of why these people can't get along. It's Minat Shemayim. Sometimes you have a rational reason. Somebody insulted somebody, stole from somebody, somebody hurt somebody, somebody said what? There are sometimes rational reasons. So we understand why one hates the other. Here there was no rational reason. They just don't get along. They don't, for no reason. They're not getting along for no reason from two regular people. We're not talking about people who are showing, right? Must be a reason. What's the reason? Zok Rebbe Yehuda, in the name of Rav, it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's way. Might not be his only way of preventing the shidduch between the two families. Now, can the Rabbi Shalom do it differently? I don't know. I'm not here to tell Rabbi Shalom what to do. It's not my job. This is what Yehuda Marav says is happening. Dr. Gmarabite. Amar Rapapa Sava Mishmei Darav. Bavo Bria. Bavo is the healthiest place for Yichus. Atrashi, Yuchesis, Unikia. It's the healthiest place. Meshan, another name of a country, Misa. What? tested it. Oh, I said, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're snapping the other. I'm not sure, but later, we're going to stay in the spark. I'm going to go ahead and zoom, zoom. Same thing. The same thing, but expanding instead of individuals, families. I'm going to bubble some of the Shmei Rav. Bubble Brea. Brea. Bubble is the healthiest nichus. The best nichus you can find is bubble. Meishan Misa. Meishan is dead, meaning they're not miyuchas. End of story. That's where the psulim are. They hang out. That's where they hung out. And that's where they all come from. So if you can stay away from Meishan, that's where you stay away from. It's the name of a country. I'm sorry. It might not be a whole country. It might be a part of a country. I don't know where it is today. It's not bubble, but it might be in Iraq. Iraq might... Near Shushan, it's Meishan? Okay, that's what my shirt says, you know, I don't know. What, you know where Meishan is?
I have a...
Yeah. What does Artsko say? Oh, yeah? So where does he have Meishan?
Oh, in the back?
I'm sorry.
Where? Oh, in the back, you mean? The next turn page.
Yeah? So he has a Meishan in Iraq on the other side of the Tigris. And he has Elam further east and Madai further north. So you have the main bubble where Pupadisa, Nardo, Masamachasya, Sura, Bursav, and then you have on the east of that Meishan, Elam, and Madai in the north. Okay? Again, he must know, I don't know. Meisha Misa. Madai Chayla. Madai has psulim in there. It's like ill. It's not dead. It's not healthy. It's mixed. It's Chayla. Elam is Gaisesa. Is in the death throes. They're not dead. But you go, Mabe Elam, Mabein. Where's the Gemara? Mabe Chayla Gaisesa. What's the difference? That's the Gemara. Rive Chayla Machayim, Rive Gaisesa. The majority. In Elam, the majority are pasul. They're kosher, not meishan, or ksherim, but not the majority, a minority. In Madai, most are kosher. They're psulim, but they're not the majority. The difference between ill and death throes is most geisim die, most chaylim live. That means the majority is one way, the majority is the other way.
That's
does it have, I just want to make clear, before we do anything here, because we're not finished yet, let's not have any practical impact. Let's not share any shidduchim based about the worry of Yichus. that's not our problem today.
That's called
because we say everybody's in
the
cheskes.
That's called the Gala? The one that's ghosted, that's called Gilui?
No, he's just saying there is more not Yichus. It's just a fact. He's saying it's very, not being the Gala, any individual family.
We said that's considered like if something's Galui. You can't get involved with that. We said yes.
Yeah, by Meishan, he's been telling you stay away.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. Don't marry into Meishan.
That's
what we're talking about. We're not interested in the Goyim. By the way, the Goyim, he become a ger, he can be a mamzer. Who cares who he is? He starts fresh.
Sometimes the Jewish people pick up the culture and the health of the
Goyim too. Again, a Goy can be a mamzer, and he's Megayer, he's 100% kosher. So, there's no psulim by a guy.
I mean, Jewish people somehow pick up the features of what country they live in.
Right.
How does that happen?
I don't know. The managers don't make things happen. I don't know. The what?
No. The Gemara in Tuba that anybody who lives in Florida. It's like they have no God. The law of the Chronos Rockets is for sale down the shore. Comment on this, that all of the Heshba, this is very scary, Kali Shore, that all of the Heshba which comes to a country comes to the Tsar of that country, the exception.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with that, and I don't think he meant that either.
About the Heshba of the country?
Yeah.
I am.
Again, let me try to say what I was trying to say. It doesn't make a difference to us what the Goyim are.
That I know.
That's all I wanted to say. We're not interested in the Gaisha population, whether they are Pasul or they're not Pasul, they're all equal in Halacha. Whether they're Pasul or not, halachically they're equal. But the Gemara is talking about the Jewish population. That's the Geas. Now, why are all Pasul and Meshan? Why are they not Pasul here? That's not the Gemara's conversation. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, don't marry into those countries.
People who are in one country are Goshen,
Which means most of them are Pasul. Be aware that most of them are Pasul. That's what Geistus... Again, it's a terminology being used. It's not physical Chayla or physical Geistus. It's saying in Psul, they're like a Geistus. In Psul, they're like a Chayla. And the Gemara says, what's the difference? A Chayla majority will live, which means to say, in this case, a majority are Kasher. But there is a minority that are not. And in Elam, the majority are Pasul, and the minority is kosher. That's all it means. It's nothing. Okay. And please don't marry a girl from Meshan today anyway. That's not the gay, and then I'll choose a Meshan today.
There is no
Meshan. No, there is. It's a section in Iraq. We don't call it Meshan, but it's there.
Peoples have been mixed up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. What time are they davening today? Bria, Miocheses, and Nikia. Meitza, Mamzerim, Gemurim, Kula. Chayla, Rubam, Sherim, Umyutam, Sulam, Kachayla, Malalu, Shabubam, Machayim. Gesesis, Rubam, Sulam, Umyutam, Sherim. We're not finished this sugya yet. We're going to finish it next week, but I just want to point one thing. And that is, we are not concerned with their concerns. We don't look into families today to dig up generations up. There was a concern about Mamzeres today, but that comes from the immediate last 100 years, 65, 70, 80, 90 years, where people might have married, not gotten a get, remarried, things like that, that according to some shittas, and I'm not getting involved in machlokes, caused Mamzeres. But we don't look into family history. We don't. It's a fact. We'll see at the end of the Gemara, that's because things have changed. But or things we don't possibly like. But this Gemara there, in those days, there were people that were makpin to make sure that they're marrying into something pure. So that's why the Gemara is getting involved, which countries are more pure, which countries are less pure. How do you investigate? How do you find? That's what the Gemara is doing. And everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and an easy kindness. And Rosh Hashanah Sunday morning, 6:30.